dissonance can be softened in three main ways. One, by not playing it at all.
That's a good one.
Two, by breaking the chord up for the average use of dissonant chord, or by burying it under a more stable note.
Right. When we just play it. Supporting. Well, getting rid of that one glass. Like getting rid of.
No, we're not getting rid of it. We're burying it under a stable note.
So we're softening it out in the middle.
That's right. Yeah. When you put a natural line on a minor 7 flat 5, even in a minor key as a 2 chord or whatever, that's not a problem to the ear very much. It's hidden inside. It sounds terrific. When it's exposed, it may be a problem. Depends on the circumstances.
Yeah, sure.
What you got.
That reminds me of an example of something I learned for some kid the other day. It's just this, it's, I don't know, some heavy metal thing, but they use this riff, which wouldn't sound great harmonized, but it's broken up and they go like. You know, and so the E, that would tend to sound pretty terrible if you were strumming.
It's still pretty bad to me, no offense, but it's much
I didn't like it either. It kind of was just like a little bit harsh, but the actual arpeggiation was.
It makes it easier up here. A little bit. The fact that it's banged, though, by itself,
it's
kind of offsets the fact that it's not being sounded together.
And you put some chorus and delay on it, and put a little while away from your
throat. Throw some hair, paint it green.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, okay.
That was the Rolling Stones' biggest hit, paint it green.
Paint it green, yeah.
That's why they're stuck around so long. No more than one earring per ear, and it must be free. So,
which way would you go for C after that? Then? Up minor third.
Yeah, just by coincidence.
Sure. Yeah, I remember that. Because I remember these things, using the four top four note shapes. Like.
In this tune, actually, this is a good time to take advantage of something that doesn't really come up a lot. Instead of doing that thing that I just did, let's say that for a different tune. This tune has an opening for unaltered six. It's very rare most of the time. You usually find yourself wanting to hear sixes altered, like you said before about this.
You want to hear it.
So, right, so, but this tune's different. When you have this line, so let's take advantage of the natural nine.
Oh, okay.
So we can go. Wild instrument, the guitar.
Then you go down to.
You gotta switch your 13s in there just to help it out.
What?
So you have different chord because you got that. Let's add that. That's right. Another way to do it right from where you are, Mark, would be to go. The place to do that in this tune, if I may suggest, would be the second chord, because the D flat chord can sound out of this world as a lydian without the dominant. Meaning, like you hear. Hello?
Yeah, sorry.
What you doing there?
I just didn't go, I went down.
Oh, okay, yeah, here we go. You'll come in on the right foot now, D flat. Here we go, three. Spruce up your old friend there by finger double stop, or a thumb fingering if you like.
What's that? No, I got it.
I know you do. I'm just talking about fingerings for the tape. You could use your thumb with standard fingers.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so
that's easier to get on a classical guitar or something like that. Okay, so we'll put this note on top for a second. That's where that the dominant sound would come in, was the overdrive series. There are a bunch of fingerings. Let's review this chord.
We did this.
Ever just flatten your second finger?
Let me just see.
Next to the third finger? No. Third finger would be on F sharp. And then next to that, do you ever find you can flatten the second finger?
Like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Another way to tackle this part of the tune that's definitely legitimate would be to. Sus, dominant, suspended types.
You mean
like
ace,
11th E?
Ace the G minor 7
ace
plus
the G minor, yeah, just because that can be like C11, flat 9, and then you say, heck with the flat 9, let's just make it a standard.
I'm not going to proceed with a 2 or anything.
So now our sensor chord progressions.
Right, and so.
Now, if you have a bass player, you can catch this. If you're in a real pinch, you just grab the top 4. Discussed gapped third stacks.
Gap third stacks. I don't know.
If you try to play 5 note third stacks, like we did 4 note one through,
right.
In almost any scale, they're too unwieldy for the hand to play at decent tempo and get any phrasing.
We're talking about in like what they call block voicing 4 note.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh. Although block is misleading because people say West was playing blocks. You know, I mean. George Shearing's blocks are those with the melody. Block chord means 3 different things according to who you're talking to.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But the other ones were called.
Let's just say stacks, because then we want third stacks.
The ones you're just playing were drop second or drop or whatever A voicings, B voicings.
Yeah, that's fine. So,
depending
when you take a 5 note third stack
right.
on guitar, just you can't finger it real well.
Right.
There's a phenomenon which is. You look at 5 notes equally spaced like that, if you remove the middle one, if you just get rid of the one, right, and smack the middle, you'll get a gap in the middle, but
right.
you'll have thirds on either side of it, and the ear fills it in. Watch, like, here's a sound that we hear, and we go, it's pretty similar, you know, without that middle one.
Somewhat like the voicings you get out of the Bach chorales. I noticed a couple of voicings where
he
they...
He loves to play thirds and then thirds somewhere else, sure.
I remember the voicings that had stuff like here and here or something. You'd have a little something here and then something skip.
No
and
way. I mean, no joke is what I'm saying. Yes, that's what I got.
So
here's a voicing for C, yeah, I know. From the top down, root 13, 9, flat 7. I neglected to mention that it's on a. We do that to make these chords more easy. I did say that, but what we do is we switch the string groupings. Otherwise, they're still going to be just about as hard.
But I can at least see where it's coming from now. I can see
I've dropped
out that middle note. Dropped out the middle note and then refingered it.
That's right.
Right, that makes sense.
If you take that chord up so that the third or 17th is on top, you go as follows.
Hey.
Hey, I know you.
Of course you do.
Fitch, right?
Hey. How's it going, guy?
Good, how are you?
All right.
So, from the top down, 3, 1, I think it was 17 on a sus chord. High 3, real high, you know.
3.
You got 3, 1, 11,
11?
9. We skipped 13. Sing me the root note. Don't play it. Just sing me. Just sing the bass player's note. I'll give you 5 seconds. It's only if you can't do it.
I can't do it. Let me try. I was going
to
do it.
I took it at your word. At all times, of course, with these third stacks, it's good to try it. Just to keep your musicianship growing to really hear them. You hear Bill Evans? drummers and these guys stacking up, they're playing five note stacks, so I think even with clusters in addition to that, sometimes, you know, like a sixth note added in there that really clusters it. But you know, we do what we can on guitar, man. What can I tell you? So we've gone raging through this tune all the way to about the third chord. So
that's all right. Maybe I'll, my own.
Yeah, maybe you'll work on the tune, come back, show me what you've got. It's a nice tune. People do play it. Yeah. Try it in about three or four different keys, because it'll really suggest. Yeah, try it in C. That's a good key for some singers, and it's an easy key to think in. And you'll get to use a lot of this.
I'll try and come up. Well, the main thing to me is just basically memorizing the tune and the melody. You know, just
take a real guitar key like A or something. It's the minor sixth chord halfway through when the melody goes. Again, I just want to stress you can switch over to your minor seven types, which means you can use the related 11th chords as well. So don't get stuck only playing these every time that, you know, it's. It has a nice shift to it that way. Shows 2-5 there, don't do it. Do a third inversion. Instead of a 5, instead of going 2-5. When a 2-5 does this and goes down like that, sometimes
wait,
it's better.
Wait, B minor 7?
Yeah, and then B minor 9.
When the shift was, it was B minor 8.
Some books show it that way, but he didn't write it that way. That's the main thing. He wrote. That's where you could find other things for that, you know.
Right.
The Mark Fitchett resource book. Anyway, shall we book another time, or you want to just
give
me
a book.